You got Matt Barnes?
Miss me with that.
What's up, Matt Barnes?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
All right.
Matt Barnes, member of the We Believe team. And, you know, I never figured this out, and I have to ask her. Matt Barnes, my mother's favorite player.
And my wife's, too.
It's a fact.
Love and hair. Yep.
It's a fact. So congratulations there, Matt. And she goes back to We Believe, so... You're not going to remember this, but she came up and hugged you one time.
Tell them both thank you. I appreciate it.
She hugged you and said, oh, my gosh, you're so sweet. I love you so much. Anyway, hey, can we put the rat on the table, as my partner likes to say? What do you think is going on with Kevin Durant? You can't tell me that this is normal.
I mean, I just think he's in an awkward situation. I think, you know, he's... to me, the best player in the game, but he's just always being criticized for something. You know what I mean? And people could say he's sensitive or whatever it is. But that's not a bad thing. People don't really know what it's like to just always constantly be attacked. You know what I mean? And Teddy is a good dude, you know, being a teammate and a friend. So it's just a lot. And when he speaks out, and that's kind of what I've been saying on the talk shows that I've been doing, is Teddy's not someone that's going to force the game. He doesn't need to. You know, he's very efficient in what he does. I mean, at the end of the day, he's still averaging 22 a game. So it's just crazy the amount of criticism and blame he's always taking. And sometimes he just gets fed up with it.
Matt, I think just like you, you know, it's like an episode of True Detective in the studio. We're trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. But you, I, and KD have something in common. We all think Tupac is the greatest rapper alive. And if he were alive, what would he tell Kevin Durant this? And this is what I want to ask you, Matt. You played. What Patrick Beverly is doing is becoming a thing. Whether it's right or wrong, it's becoming a thing in social media. And the perception, although not reality, is that it's under KD's skin. And I just believe the great Tupac would tell KD, go out there and drop 40 so we can put this to rest. Am I wrong with that thought process?
I think it's coming. I definitely think it's coming. You know what I mean? I think that... I've been saying, I think everyone's been so caught up in that matchup. And, you know, it's not about that matchup. KD's just been doing what he's supposed to do. Like I said, he's still shooting almost 50% from the field, you know, 90% from the line. And, you know, game one, they were up 20, gets kicked out. I don't even think he gets kicked out if it's a close game. But he's sending him a message that, like, you know, you can do all these antics, it's not going to be enough. You know, game two is back and forth. Like I said, I think the refs get so caught up in the matchup that they're allowing Patrick Beverly to do stuff, you know what I mean? He'll get all over him, and KD will take a space, and it's an offensive foul, you know what I mean? So I think they're too caught up in that matchup, and like he thinks, it's not about that matchup. It's about the team winning, you know what I mean? So, but I agree with you on that. I think a big game is coming, you know, whether it's today or the next game, but something's coming.
Matt, are you surprised? And we're talking to Matt Barnes, former Warrior, member of the We Believe team. Matt, are you surprised that Lou Williams is basically – doing whatever he wants against a team that usually is pretty darn good defensively?
I'm not surprised. You know, Lou's been doing this for a long time. You know, he's a professional scorer. Him and James Harden, I think, are very similar. They understand the angles, they understand the rules, and they understand how to get their fouls when they want and get to where they want. So he's a tough cover. But you have to try to limit everyone else. You know, Lou's going to get what he's going to get, just like teams know that Steph and KD are going to get what they're going to get. You know, so you have to try to limit everyone else. You know, Montrezl Harrell's been a monster, but like I said, I think everyone's overreacting. It's one game. I don't know if the Clippers will win another game, but it's the Warriors. So, and DeMarcus got hurt. So you have to have a lot of conversation about it, but I think everyone's overreacting. It's just one game.
Matt, we always talk about leadership and leaders, and, you know, Jordan was a great leader, Joe Montana or whatnot. And Steph Curry, to me, and I was telling my partner, is the leader of this team. Am I in Disneyland or La La Land to think, you know, could he have a conversation with Kevin Durant, or are these guys pros and they just go handle their business and there's not too much talking?
I think the one thing, you know, maybe in other teams, you may not be able to talk to someone over here, but that's the one thing about the Warriors. It's just an open line of communication with everyone. If that were the case, I feel anyone, you know, Draymond, any of those guys can go up and talk to him, but I don't even think it's that serious. I think the media is making more of what it is. You know, he came out and said what he said yesterday, and it's really not that big of a deal.
Let me ask you this, Matt. Do you think it's possible that this could be going on with Durant, because we hear about, you know, he's pretty sensitive. Okay, so everything was about Kevin Durant after the last game, but the reality is their whole defense stunk in the second half. You know, Steph Curry made no plays down the stretch other than making a three. Klay disappeared. Draymond turned the ball over a lot. I mean, is there something to maybe Kevin Durant saying, hey, man, it's not just me? And that kind of annoys him.
I think a lot comes with being the best player in the world. You know, whether that's true or not, a lot comes on your shoulders. You know, you see how much heat LeBron takes when, you know, win, loss, or, you know, win, lose, or draw. You know, so I think a lot comes with being the best player, you know, in the world, and whether they want to make him the scapegoat. Wins and losses are based on team efforts, as you guys know. So he just may be taking, you know, the brunt of the bullets for the team. But, I mean, everyone in that locker room knows, you know, they need to play better. They hold each other accountable, and it's one game.
When you look at the Rockets and see what they're doing, and I know they're up 2-0, Matt, but I'm starving. I can't wait for this Warrior-Rocket matchup, but everybody has to handle their business for it to happen. How do you see that if them two were to tango?
You know, it's one game at a time, you know, before you get to the second round, but that looks like they're on a crash course for each other, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a war. You know what I mean? These teams know each other very well. You know, the Rockets felt they possibly could have won last year if CP doesn't get hurt for game seven. And it's going to be a shootout. You know, obviously losing DeMarcus Cousins is a big emotional drop for that team. I know everyone feels bad for him. But, you know, he's going to be missed. You know, but luckily what I've always thought is the Warriors' success hasn't always been based on a five-man. You know, I think so they can do it by committee. That makes the Bogut signing that much bigger. But you know, their big four are going to really have to step up and do what they have to do.
All right, I got to, before I let you go, I got to ask you one question. It's a mystery that's never been solved, and I'd love for you to help me solve it. So, all right, the year after We Believe, you beat Dallas, you get beat by Utah. The next year you come out, you win 48 games. What happened in Phoenix? Why didn't Barron play the second half of that second-to-last game? What happened the night before?
Oh, man, it was just coming down the stretch. Just the wheels fell off that situation. You know what I mean? That was a rough season for me.
I know.
Season, so I was in and out of that season. And just a lot of weird stuff started happening coming down the stretch. So, I mean, I don't know why he didn't. And we ended up missing him again. It just kind of is what it is.
Yeah, no, I do remember that part of the season, which was, I know, difficult for you, especially after the We Believe year, how things changed. But I always appreciated the way you handled yourself here, and you're very professional to me and the media. So thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and hope we can catch up with you soon.
Okay, appreciate that, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
All right, Matt Barnes.